Blog Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl, Miss J. Renee. Shout out to those who are joining me this morning, well, this afternoon, excuse me. I'm sipping on my tea this morning, y'all. The tea that I got today is just essential. It's called Love. The fragrance, the smell of it is just out of this world. But anyway, I've been on my jazz vibe this week, y'all. I was trying to get some jazz music up here, but the way my life's set up, ain't no telling. But I just want y'all to come up here, relax, unwind, enjoy the music. And if you want to call up here and talk with me live to discuss any topics or anything you got on your chest, the guest caller number is 917-889-2832. Again, it's 917-889-2832. You know, I have a lot of, sometimes I just have certain things that I want to talk about, or normally I just talk about things that are on my chest that I need to get out to the world, because I feel as though, like, those certain situations might hit someone or reach someone that's going through the same situation and need a solution to it. Today, I'm pretty clear-minded. I have some good science topics. Science discussions with a friend of mine. I just feel as though that everyone needs to tap into more knowledge, knowledgeable things in the world that's of importance, whether it's a part of you or not. And everybody knows that science plays a big part in our lives. It just kind of makes you think back on when you was a child, the things that you were already aware of before you were even taught. In my lifeline, I will have to say science, love, and music was always there. And it wasn't something that was taught. It was already around me. It was already installed. I can remember at the age of 7, I had my first telescope. And I had my first science kit my mom bought for me. I don't remember if it was my birthday or whatnot. You know, and then the love I had, the bond me and my mom had at that time was unconditional. Not that we don't have that bond now, but, you know, at that age, it was just me and my mom. My mom was a single parent. I mean, she dated. She had my stepfather at some point in her life. But, you know, that was rocky. But even still, like, with my biological father, you know, it didn't last because life took a toll with him. So it was just pretty much me and my mom. But I can definitely remember back like it was yesterday. Science was definitely always a part of me. I used to love science. Music, you know, my grandfather, rest his soul, he was, and I express this a lot, he was in Vietnam, but around that time, while he was in, you know, outside of, in different countries, he used to be a part of a band. And his, he was, I think he was a guitarist. Oh, no, he did the drums. Excuse me. He was a drummer. And the music that he affiliated with, you know, was jazz. Jazz was a part of our life. You know, my grandmother, such a beautiful soul, she used to always play Nita Baker, one of the biggest jazz vocalists, but she used to play instruments as well. She was pretty much one of the main artistry that were around, you know, in my family's household. You know, that type of music was played. And those type of music is spiritual to me because it's just, listen to it. It's just nothing but instruments, nothing but the art of a drum, a guitar, a piano, a violin. And oh my God, I can tell you, I am so in love with a violin. It's probably my favorite instrument of all time. The way it's played, it's unexplainable. Like, as I close my eyes and think about it, it's just like the just, I can't even tell you the parts of each instrument, but the just fluently how it's played, and with such artists that creative with that instrument, it's like poetry to me. I'm sorry, I'm just jumping over my words, is because that instrument is purity to me. It's so, what's the word? It's uplifting. It just has moods. You could be really happy. I wouldn't say sad. It's just depending on what the artist is playing, or, you know, what type of rhythm is going towards, whether it's a happy, but like that mellow feel, but it's never a sad feeling. Let me say that. People that don't understand music will never understand what I'm talking about. But that instrument is just—it's just so universal. But next episode, I'm gonna definitely get some jazz music for the jazz lovers out there to kind of take them back. That type of music just make you build a bond with a significant other or your spouse or just a friend you have that have great companionship, or just make you want to study and relax and just chill and just be one. Like, you know, just it just has that earthy home, you know, feeling. And I just love it. You know, you sip your tea and just reminisce, or you just vibe. That's just the type of music jazz is. I mean, it's a lot of ways. It's a lot of artists out there that play their music differently. But that type of music, I definitely get into it. I'm going to jump into the next song. Today is pretty much off topic. I'm just pretty much talking, you know, vibing. And, you know, I will talk about things that I have in mind. But again, this is the opportunity to call up here and kind of talk to me, or, you know, talk to me about any and everything you want. These, you can always catch me with this segment, Sip Tea and Meditate, on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/JamieNayRadio. Or if you want to click the link in my bio at http://tobtr.com/s/ and it has the numbers that added onto it, or you could just do tobtr.com. Again, if you do want to call up here and talk with me live and direct, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. I will jump into the next song. Y'all please stay tuned in.
Than that.
That was Sade by Your Side. I love that song. That woman reminds me of my grandmother so much. Sade is the soldier of love. And you just gotta kind of, if you're not familiar with her music, research her. YouTube has a big following of her music. Sade music never dies. That's how you know how love is the creator of all. And then the thing with love is just stands. It's a stillness that can never be destroyed. And that's how her music is like remote. Like, her music is divine. It's so, it has such a good chill feeling to it. Sade music will have you in your feelings, even when you don't want to be. But a good feeling, even just loving yourself. That's the type of music her music consists of. It's just that self-love. Sometimes people think it's just about loving other people, even though she do have songs that pertain to stuff like that. But more so is the love she have for herself and her music. And it kind of reaches out to those different situations of where you find yourself really like, wow, just in thought, like, I really did love that person. That's the type of music Sade music kind of reminds me of. Just like when you're just by yourself and you're just really in deep thought. But yes, a lot of the music that I play on these segments kind of results or represents who I am, especially on this segment. More of a chill, laid back vibe. And I love the vibe of love. I love just the creation of it. It's such a beautiful thing, and I feel like love destroys any type of hatred. And love creates. It creates a bond within yourself. It creates a bond within others, whether it's platonic, whether it's a monogamous. you know, it's just universal love. It's international love. It's a personal love. It's a soul love. It's a spiritual love. It's an individual love. You know, if you get my drift. So yeah, I like to kind of. This is my way of reaching people around the world, to kind of get an understanding of who I am and who other people are, because a lot of people vibe in this type of atmosphere. You know, everybody gets tired of that dramatic life or that, you know, reality TV life, and, you know, just step back into who you really are. If there were no TVs, if there were no technology, I mean, if there was no propaganda, fake and pretending situations in life that kind of revolt in life right now, kind of tends to run the circle of life. If there wasn't any of that, I wonder how a lot of people would be right now. They would be themselves. I had to kind of step back from that lifestyle because I was unhappy. I was trying to figure out why certain things was happening around me. Why wasn't I being fulfilled? And that's because that program of a lifestyle took in place. I think a lot of people really need to step back and think about the things that were already there before all this came into play. Think back when you were a child and everything was just free. Everything was just in your hands, in your creation. Everything was everything. It wasn't so closed-minded. It was open, and we were able to be free-willed and able to do things our own way and express ourselves and laugh and run around and enjoy nature and just love unconditionally without any judgment, negative comedy. It was just wholesome. It was just family, you know, gatherings, dinner, you know, things like that, things that we don't even do anymore. I can't even remember the last time I went to a family gathering, or a family member just called me and talked to me on a daily basis. You know, it is not to say that I'm sad about the situation. It's just that people, you know, life do take a toll. But at the end of the day, is life that bad where you can't reach out to your family member and discuss with them just a regular conversation, something that ain't got nothing to do with things that are not important? Or is this too much hatred where people just think too much of the things that happened in the past, or, you know, and they relive that every day? And then you have those people that always talk about they don't have friends, and, you know, and they have good people right in front of their face, but they choose not to be in those people's lives. Like, things like that. And I really don't partake in those conversations anymore with people, because I'm like, those are choices you guys make. Those are choices we all make. You know, you choose the wrong people in your life at that time, but it doesn't mean that you have to stop giving people the opportunity to be in your life. You just have to have better judgment. Or family-wise, like, we have to look past certain things that happen within each other. Things that, you know, happened when we were young. Things that happened when we were just growing up, developing and learning. And it's just things like that that kind of, at a time, it kind of saddened me and bothered me, because I'm just like, we're at a point where we're older now and we should look past that. But people don't have that state of mind. They just feel as though that distance and space is everything. But sometimes it is a good thing to space yourself from certain people. If it's a negative environment, if you have good, positive people around you that want to see you progress, and that teaches you as well as you teaching them, it shouldn't be an issue with you having a relationship with these people. People get caught up in the social world, the social media world. I swear, it kills the mindset of people. And people don't think it's just social media. Oh, it does. It plays a big part of people's lives. And then just people worrying about what everybody else thinks. That's another major issue we have in this nation. We care too much of what people think. We care way too much of what people think. If you are friends with someone that other people dislike or just feel as though they're weird, you're going to be judged on that. Who cares? I'd rather be around the weirdest fofo in this universe that has some common sense or some type of intellect that just loves life, that loves to learn, that are doing well for themselves, have a good head on their shoulders, and so forth on, than a negative person that has nothing to show, always like to just be around the negativity. And everything that comes with negativity, that's what I mean. I don't really have to go into details of that, because there are a lot of people in the world that just revolt around negativity and don't realize it. Again, everybody's not perfect. That's not what I'm trying to say, because I'm not near perfect. But at some point in life, we have to take accountability for the things that we're doing to people and the things that we're taking from people. So yeah, just keep that in mind. Like, at some point we need to change not only our scenery, but ourselves, and be accountable for the things that we do to people. I think people have a disconnection mentally with people. They feel as though the world revolves around them, and that's not always the case. You destroy good relationship with people, and you find yourself by yourself. I'm going to jump into the next song. Shout out to those that are listening live. If you would like to take the opportunity to call in and talk with me, the guest calling number is 917-889-2832. You guys stay tuned for more.
Frequency release its frequency, speak to me. Every low foul listener, please keep from me. As I release its frequency, so free my city, free my seat. That's my situation, give me freedom. That's a generation, give them mercy. That's a situation. Oh, be with me frequently. That's my situation, give me love. That's the situation, let them know. Know that you love, know you can love. Oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, show me love. Bless the generation, let them know. Know that you love, know that they love. Never far, we are never far. Frequently, as I release this frequency, speak to me. Every low foul listener, please keep from me. As I release this frequency, oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, give me freedom. Bless that generation, give them mercy. Bless the situation.
That's Jhené Aiko with Frequency. I love that song. I was in the frequency to y'all. Make sure y'all catch the episode this week, this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my favorite co-host, Ms. Britt Lee. We will have a very special guest with us joining us. If you're following me on each of my social media pages, Instagram at Latija_Renee, you will see the flyer. Also, if you're following me on Facebook at JRenee Radio, I do have another account, but I normally use my, that's more of so my business page. So if you're not following me, make sure you follow and please support, share the flyers. You're more than welcome to spread the word. I like to have a big audience so people can, get familiar with what my craft is and what I'll be talking about. And I like to allow people, these segments on Mondays and Tuesdays are pretty much for you. You know, sometimes people don't have the opportunity to be heard or be listened to. You know, sometimes people don't take the time out to visit certain people or, write people or, just reaching out to those that are their dear loved ones or, a friendship that was probably broken or a relationship that was broken or, you're just going through something traumatic or, whatever the case may be, because I know how life can be. This is an opportunity for you to kind of get that out there or off your chest, or to reach someone that you love and you just want to shout them out, you know, express how much you love someone, or, you know, you need advice and tips on a situation. This is the time and opportunity for you to allow yourself to open up. I think a lot of time people are afraid because they need that trust first. But again, you're more than willing to call up here. The guest calling number is 917-889-2832. Again, 917-889-2832. And again, I don't bite. I'm human just like you. So, you know, I can relate to certain situations and I may can't. But again, I'm always here to listen. I'm going to jump into the next song and then shortly we'll end the show. But until then, you guys stay tuned and just vibe with me.
Pick your Afro Daddy, because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Afro Daddy, because it's flat on one side. Well, if you don't pick your Afro,
and remember, you do all your chores before you go to
one side high. Well, you said you was gonna take me to see Wu Tang, baby. Oh,
That was Miss Erica Badu. That is the queen. The queen of spirituality. Her vibe. When we had our guest last Saturday, we were discussing how her aura is. We were discussing that because just the guys that she had dated, it's just they transform into these beautiful men. I mean, they are beautiful, but it's just like she brung light out of these men. But I think she's such a strong individual. Like, a lot of people can't really handle her. I don't know her personally, but I just feel as though, like, she just has this really strong aura about her. You know, everybody knows she's a very spiritual woman. And she's been in tune with her spirituality for a very long time because she knows who she is. She knows who her ancestors are. She knows where she came from. And that's a beautiful thing. I think a lot of us need to tap into that, like who our ancestors were and where their DNA, like their genetics come from and who their ancestors were, what were they known for, and, you know, the power that they have. Because a lot of our ancestors come with some, with a story, with a testimony. And we lack that knowledge. There are plenty of ways for you to kind of dig deep into your DNA. Just talk to, like, elders in your family, scholars that's been around, or look through old photo albums and, you know, ask questions like, who were these people? Who was my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother or grandfather? You know, you have to start from that root and then work your way down. I had a conversation with my biological father. And, you know, he told me I have family all over the world. And one, I didn't know that some of my family are from the Philippines. I have a lot of family from, we actually have family in Germany. My grandfather, Ira Jones, late Ira Jones Jr., I don't know if he's a late, but he's a junior. We found out he has a wife in Germany, and he has kids down there. So we have relatives all over the world. The one in the Philippines, I was just really thrown away by that. But, you know, it doesn't come to a surprise to me because I had a conversation with someone about this, of how I'm always attracted to individuals from, like, DR or Puerto Rico and, you know, Spaniards. And I felt as though, you know, at a young age, I was taught how to speak Spanish since I was a child. My best friend, whose mother, God rest her soul, she passed, who used to teach me Spanish. I couldn't even enter the house without using at least one Spanish word. That's how I developed that second language. I also learned a third language in school, French. Like, you know, and then I found out my grandfather, his mom, and them from Barbados. So we have family from the islands. My grandmother, who's alive and well today, her mom's mom and so forth on down in history, they're from tribes. They're Indian, like strictly pure Indians. You know, the common ones, Blackfoot, Cherokee, but we have other tribes. You know, stuff like that. There's a lot of other things that I'm tapping into. So, you know, the beauty about just being questioned about your historical value of your family heritage is important. You know, we all have mixed DNA. We all have a variety of family members that are different. You know, again, on my grandmother's side, I have family that are Spanish, that have Spanish in them. Like my aunt, for instance, she's from out in Connecticut. She's half Spanish and half Black. So, you know, that's another thing I want to discuss before I exit out. You know, we look at our skin color and we think a lot of people from those countries come out here, they're lighter. And they kind of look at us different when we say certain things like that as though we're trying to be as them. But we are. We're a part of each other. We're one. In all eyes, it's just that we're so ignorant at those type of things because we don't have that knowledge of it. A friend of mine, she posted something like this, and it was a documentary of different individuals from these countries that were about the same skin color as I am. And it's ignorant because you have people that will battle this and have a war against these type of things because they look down upon us that are a dark skin complexion. And we need to kind of break that barrier of that cycle of looking down on each other when we are from those countries, but yet we're treated differently because of our complexion. Unity is a big thing to me. And I feel as though we are of, you know, we're one. We're the same. And I mean, I'm talking about the melanated community, even those that are from different countries of my skin complexions. We are one. But a lot of people don't see it that way. But I just say, you know, dig deep and break those barriers of the battle of skin complexions and look over that, you know, become a champion when it comes to the battle of the complexion war. And just love, live, laugh. And love life unconditionally and love others. Spread love today. Be a voice of positivity. Have the frequency of coming together because there are power in numbers and form unity. I love y'all. Those that support us on the daily, we really greatly appreciate y'all for talking around the table. Also with the segment Mondays and Tuesdays at noon, I appreciate those that call in or just listen. Take the opportunity again next week to take advantage to call and talk with me. I love y'all. Y'all stay blessed. You know, spread a positive frequency in the atmosphere, and just out of just the graces of your heart, just reach out to someone today and do something good. Have humanity and have gratitude, and show that love is a great creation, and just spread it. Again, I love y'all. Y'all have a good, productive day. Stay blessed. Share love. Peace.